In the coming days, a change in protocol could lead to a big spike in the coronavirus death toll in Oregon. And it wouldn't be the first place where it happened. Coin6 reporter Wayne Haverly is here to explain what it has to do with the way people are counted. It is Monday, April 20th, and you're listening to the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Wayne, can you walk me through how the death toll is being calculated in Oregon right now?
Yeah, well, Ian, the state of Oregon really has been doing what everybody in the entire country has been doing before last week. A couple of states changed last week, but before that, everybody had only been counting people who test positive for COVID-19, even though there are some presumed cases out there, mostly in long-term care facilities where people were not tested, especially early on, and died from symptoms that seem to be pretty consistent with the coronavirus. Here in Oregon, those cases have not been tested yet. Everybody who has been counted has had some sort of a test.
Now, we got a statement, and you talked to the Oregon Health Authority on Monday about a change in the way they are going to be reporting these numbers. What did they tell you?
Well, all this really started as far as when we learned that there could be changes. During a news conference, it was last Thursday when they were talking about a death in a nursing home that had really risen to be, you know, more than half the deaths in the state of Oregon. And they announced that there were 14 deaths. But then during that news conference, they said that only 13 of those deaths had tested positive. So in follow-up, some reporters started asking that question, and they said they don't count the presumed cases in the overall state numbers.
Do we have any idea of when?
I've been emailing with some state officials, and the responses are that it's something they're looking at, and we should hear more in the next couple of days. So that's kind of where we're at on that.
Wayne, we've seen other states do this, like New York. Can you tell me what happened there?
They actually made this move, I believe it was last Tuesday, to add the presumed cases, or the probable cases, I think they call them. That made a huge difference. I mean, those numbers just exploded to over 10,000 deaths. The rise was so much that it increased the overall death count in the United States by 17% by just adding those presumed cases.
States like New York did this, and we saw a big increase, but there's really no way of knowing how big of an increase this could be in Oregon.
You know, obviously our numbers are nowhere near the scale of New York, so I wouldn't anticipate the numbers to be that big, but we have no idea how many that would be here in Oregon, only that those cases most likely would be ones at long-term care facilities, especially early on, where not everybody was tested, because there have been a lot of challenges in those care facilities testing everybody because of a lack of protective equipment early on and the amount of testing, especially people passed away and were not tested. I also reached out to Washington State health officials. They are looking into it, but right now they told me they are only counting the people who test positive.
Wayne, can you tell me why presumptive cases weren't being counted before?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. You know, when this thing hit, especially in some of these nursing homes, they did not have the ability to test everyone. So some people passed away early on. And I think what a lot of health officials are concerned about now is that we might be underreporting the overall situation, because so many of these people that died with symptoms were not counted into the overall numbers. You know, that's something that a lot of people have been discussing. In fact, the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists suggested to the CDC and to all the state health departments to add these probable cases just for that very reason, because they say by not reporting those cases, you know, we're not really being as accurate as we could be. The federal government, they are now counting these probable cases. You know, that was a change that was made on the federal level. But there are a lot of people on the other side who feel that this is inflating the cases unnecessarily, and that's led to all types of conspiracy theories and other things. The CDC does break out the cases into confirmed cases and then probable cases into two categories, which, hey, that's something that Oregon might do as well. We don't know. You know, they might break that out. We haven't seen how they're going to do that, because at this point, they're only counting the people who test positive.
Thank you for your time, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Also today, a report from the Associated Press say sales at recreational marijuana businesses in Oregon were up 30% in March, as the coronavirus pandemic forced more people to stay at home. And Portland General Electric repeated their warning about a scam associated with the pandemic. PGE officials say that if you receive a phone call telling you your service is about to be cut off unless you pay immediately, it is a scam. That does it for April 20th. I'm Ian Costello for the COIN Podcast Network. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.